Clearly, if the lady, you did not kill the lady, just the baby, so you have to pay the money. She learns that just like over there, it means the money. Good, and even if you kill her, also it's only her value and not that we kill you. But Pashto says like the Rabbonin, it says nefesh tachas nefesh. That's the Rabbonin's proof that this kav and horig is there. For horig is there, you chayiv. Omar Rava, Rava says, hi the tona de vechiskiya. That's the famous klal from tona de vechiskiya. Mafka mi the Rebbe, you mafka mi the Rabbonin. It's not like Rebbe, and it's not like the Rabbonin. It's not like neither of them. We will soon see that you're potter from Misa, but you're also potter from Amin. In other words, according to the Rabbonin in this case, Yechayiv Misa. According to Rebbe in this case, Yechayiv Mamin. According to Tana de Vechiskiya, you're potter from both. You're potter from Misa, because they hold this Kavon, the Hora Gazel, like Shimin, you're potter from Misa, but they also hold you're potter from Mamin. Why? Because you say, come live with the Rabbonin. We'll soon see. The Tana de Vechiskiya. The Pasuk says, Make Odom O Make Behema. There's a hekesh, the same way you hit another person, that you chayiv misa, you chayiv mamin, to the case of a makke behema, where adam hamazik, where a person just hits an animal, says a hekesh one to the other. Mak adam makke behema. So the vechistiu makes a hekesh like this. Ma makke behema. Just like by adam hamazik, when an adam hits a behema. Loi cholak to bo, there's never a difference. There's never a difference. Bein shaygig, whether you killed the animal, be shaygig that you have to pay money, other mu l'yolam, l'mezit, whether you did it intentions. Bein miskavin, l'shein miskavin. Bein derech yirid lo derech aliyah. L'poitri mi mamin, that you're never free from mamin. Ela l'chayve mamin. No matter how a man kills an animal, no matter how he's a mazik, be shaygig, be mezit, miskavin, yirliyah, no difference. At all times, odom a mazik is chayif. So now the pasuk says, mak odom had the same halacha. That af mak odom, the same way if you kill another person, where an odom kills the person, it's the same type of a limud. Person kills an odom, there's also the limud. That loy techlag boy, do not make any differences. Loy techlag boy. Bein shaygig, whether you kill somebody be shaygig. What do you mean don't make a difference? Avadi apotah from Misa. What it means to say is that you don't have to pay money. That's called chayv Misa shaygigin, that still you apotah from paying money. Because whether you kill the person be shaygig, that means you apotah from Misa. L'mezit, whether you kill b'mezit, that you chayv Misa. Bein miskavon l'shein miskavon, whether you had kavon of him, you had kavon of somebody else. Bein derech yirid or derech aliyah, whether you kill somebody going up or going down. L'chayiv mamin, then in all cases you're not chayiv mamin, ela rather l'potcher mamin, that you're potter from mamin. Because by odem, when you kill somebody, if you kill him b'mezid, then you're chayiv misa. So when you're chayiv misa, pshita, you're potter from paying money. Then we know you say the klal of komlei with the rabbi minei. This chiddush is, even when you kill b'shegeg, that we do not kill you, you do not have a chayiv misa upon yourself, still you're potter from paying money. Because that's the svar of lech laktavoy, that there's no difference. Whenever you kill somebody, it always has the same halacha. So just like when you do it for mezid, we have exeris the cost of kom lebed rab minei, you're potter from paying money. You only get misa. So now when it happens b'sheg v'reinu miskavin, even though there's no misa, still there's exeris the cost of kom le for the rab minei. That's the vechiskis halacha. That's called chayv misa shegigin. We also say kom lebed rab minei. How's exeris the cost of? So since you did a Misa, that this action has the potential to be Mechayev yourself Misa, even though you didn't have Kavona, your intentions were not there completely, still this Misa is Mufka for Mammon. It's called a Misa Riga, you can't be Chayev Mammon for that action. Yes. The Rambam says, what does it mean to say, my Sheni Miskavet, he had no intentions. Hilem, if you want to tell me Sheni Miskavin Klal, he had no intentions at all to kill, but the Mara Hainu Shegig, that's Shegig. El Pshit, what I meant to say is Sheni Miskavin Lezeh, El Lezeh. He did not have intentions to kill Reuven, but he had intentions to kill somebody else. Uktani still says what? Lechaivoy, Momen, El Lepoitri Momen. That in a case where you had intentions to kill somebody else, you're Potter from Momen. Now, V'bar Kotlu, if you have to kill the person, Mayisach Lemifterei, what do you have to tell me this for? If you tell me, like the Rabbanan Shita, that Neskavon, Horek is there, Horek is there, Yechayev Misa, so Pshita, you're potter from money. What do we need this chiddush for? Elo lash mamino lav vakotlehu. That the Vechizki holds like the Shimon Shita, Niskavin Horekezev, Horekezes, Potter from Isa. And still the law Bama Maino, still your Potter for paying money. That since you have this Hekish, Makod or Makabhema, any time you did a Maisa Hariga, you're Potter for a moment. Even though you don't have intentions, you have a Ptur on the Chiv Misa, still you're Potter for a moment. So that's the three Shitas here. On the Skavin Horekezev, Horekezev, we have three Shitas. According to Rabbanan Shita, you're Chayiv Misa, so Shita is Potter for money. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're Potter for Misa, therefore you have to pay money. According to Vechizkiya, even though you're Potter from Misa, still you're Potter from moment. Now the Gemara says, Roitzeach Shenisarav Bacherim. Let's say somebody killed somebody, and then after Bezdin Paschal, it's Chayiv Misa, he ran away into a group of people, and we do not know where he is, which one is the one that's Chayiv Misa. So it says Allah here, Kula Paturim. They're all potter. We can't kill anybody. We don't know who the one is. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Koinsa Noisa Lekipa. No, we put them all into a room and we starve them to death. That's Lekipa. We lock them up because we can't do a positive action to give them a positive Misa, but we don't let them get away with it. We put them Lekipa. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. It means we ran into a group with a raw Chayiv Misa. They all have to be killed. So therefore, it's Koinsa Noisa Lekipa, Rashi says, Vishom Achilu Moisa Sarim. We give them barley teeth. Until their stomach bursts open. We'll see in the Gemara. Kol chayvim misa shenisarvu ze bezeh. Let's say two people that are chayv misa, and they got mixed up. We do not know which one gets reifa, which one gets kila. So locher is nidoinim bekala. Automatically, Bezdin has to give both of them the misa kal. Let's say one has reifa, one has kila. We give them the more simple misa to both of them. Now, what's called the more simple misa? Haniskolim v'nisrofim. Let's say one person that's chayes skila got mixed up with another person that's chayes reifa. So Rabbi Shimon Oimer nidoinim b'skila. Shas reifa chamura. His sheetah is that reifa is the most chomedik misa. Therefore, we give both of them skila. The chomer and the chomer say no, nidoinim b'sreifa. We give both of them sreifa, shas skila chamura. We had psukka before, halidash, and they learn out which one is more chomer. Omele Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says back. Shimon holds that Sreifa is Mechomer, that Omer Rabbi Shimon, Ilu lehoysa Sreifa Chomer, if Sreifa would not be so strong, lenitnu lebas kohen shezinsa. How come the Torah gives this special punishment to a bas kohen shezinsa to get Sreifa? That's the proof that Sreifa is Mechomer. Omer Lod, the Chomer said back, no. Ilu lehoysa Skila Chomer, Skila wouldn't have been the most strongest Misa, lenitnu lemagadet. The Chomer, the worst Avera there is you curse Hashem, or else Leoivet Avos Gechovim. So, since they get skila, that's the proof skila is mochomer. Now, what's going to be haneroge benechnokim? Somebody that's chayiv sayif, the sword, with somebody that's chayiv chanika to be strangled. Which one is mochomer? Also machlokes. Rabbi Shimon Oimer b'sayif, we give sayif because he holds chenik is mochomer. Mochomer menobi the chenik. We give chenik because they hold sayif is mochomer. Now the Gemara says, manacher, what does the reish the Mishnah means? Rotseach, a murderer, they got mixed up with other people. That Rabbi Yehuda says, we put them all into jail. Manacher, milem, you want to tell me, acherim ksherim, he ran into a bunch of people. So the other people are kosher, that potter from Isa, so chrep shita. Of course, we do not kill anybody here. How can we kill an innocent person? Vesu, secondly, behold, lame Rabbi Yehuda, kreitznois lekipa. How could Rabbi Yehuda say here that we take this whole group of people and we put them in jail and we kill them all? How could that be? If only one of them is chayiv misa, pshita, we would not kill the other people. So what's the case here that the murderer got mixed up with other people? That Rabbi Yehuda says, kreitznois lekipa, we locked them up till they all die. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Omer Shmuel, hocha b'reitzeach, Shlanigma dinoi shenisara v'roitzchem acherim shenigma dinoi askinon. This one Reuven now, he was in Bezdin, and he killed somebody or ate him there. Just Bezdin did not come out with the Gemara Din yet. And he ran into other people that have the Gemara Din already. So in such a case, all these people deserve to be killed. Just we can't give Hariga Mamish, because since there was not a Gemara Din yet, Bezdin has no right to kill him. Therefore, we have to give the Misa Kal, which means like a Shevi Atasa. We just sit back and let them die. We do not do the actual Misa of killing them. Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan hold, Ein Gomrim Dina Shalad Emele Mephonef. Hilkach, therefore, Kulim Pturin. Rabbanan said the reason why they're all potter from Misa, because the Klal, you can't be Gomad Dina Shalad Emele Mephonef. You have to have the Nidin here. Since we don't know who the Nidin is, we cannot give a Chi of Misa. Therefore, they're all potter. So you have Yehuda holds, Miftarin Ulagamri Nami Loi. But you can't free him at all, altogether here. Kivun the Reitzchem Ninu. Since the Maisi mixed up with other people that killed already, and he's also a murderer, just we didn't have the Gemara Din yet, that's the Yehuda Shit, you can't free him. Hilkach, therefore, Kuntz Nois Lekipa. Therefore, the more Kal Mis would be, lock him up, and let them die with a Shevi Atasa, not with a direct Maisa Riga. Resh Lakish Omar bi Odom de Kuliyam le Pliga de Patri. If the Mishnah is talking about a person, a murderer, that got mixed up with other people, so Pshita, we would not kill them. Everybody would agree, the Ptiri, that since one of them is not Chayiv Misa yet, even in the case before, since there wasn't the Gemar Din yet, we cannot kill anybody. Abul Hocha Bishor, here we're talking about an ox. Shaloi Nigma Dinoi. That a shor that killed somebody, just Bezdin did not make the Gemar Din. And before Bezdin made the Gemar Din on this shor haniskal, shenesar b'shor macherim, shenigma din kemiflugi. Now this ox ran into a group of other oxes that already killed somebody, and they had a Gemar Din to be stoned. So this is the machlokes over here. Rabbonin tzavri, kemisas bailim, kach misas ashor. Just like you can't kill a person unless you have him in front of you by Beis Din, therefore you can't kill a shor unless you have him in front of you in Beis Din. V'ein gomrim dina shel shor ela b'fonav. Hilka kulam p'turin. Therefore over here that you do not know which one is the shor that killed now, he ran into a group of shvarim, but you do not know which one is the murderer right now, therefore we can't give him a chiv misa, kulam p'turin. Have you the svara now? Kaintz Maisla Kippa. In such a svara, there's a svara Kaintz Maisla Kippa. Here by Shvarim he holds at least. But listen, all the Shvarim killed somebody. So they're all really Chayiv Misa. Even though you can't make a Gemar Din until he's there in front of you, but this much, you have to kill the Shvarim. Lamaisa, the rule of Takol is, all these Shvarim killed people, you have to get rid of the Takola. So as a Din Takola, we have to make sure all the Shvarim die. You're holding daf te, I'm without on top. Again, last shayla was that the Mishnah said halacha, if a ratzeach, a murderer, got mixed up with other murderers, with other people, so it says kulam peturim, and Yab Yehuda is the one that said, no, kaintz nois lekipa, that we can't free them all, rather we have to lock them all up and let them die from starvation. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean? Who's the acherim? So the Gemara, there were two pshatim so far. It was Rabbi Avuha Amar Shmuel said, Beratzeach shlo nigma dino shnisarav beroitzchem acherim. One pshat was the Mishnah means the Ratzeach here means he was a Ratzeach. We had Edim that he killed. Just Bezin didn't make a Gemar Din yet. And he ran and got mixed up with other people that already have a psak din, the Chayiv Misa. So that's the machlokes. Do we free them all? Because we can't make a Gemar Din on him. So he can't kill him. We free them all. Or else if Yudah says no, Lamaisa the person did kill, we had Edim, just that there wasn't a Gemar Din, so he can't give a Maisa Misa, but at least Kaif and Isai will starve them. That was the first pshat. Then Rash Lakish said the pshat in the Mishnah was, we're not talking about a person, we're talking about a shor. It was a shor that killed the man, and it was Shalai Nigma Dinoi. The Bezdin didn't make the Gemar Din yet on this shore, and it got mixed up with other Shvarim that are Chayiv Misa, that there was a Gemar Din. Says the Machlokes, do we free them all, or do we say, no, Kaif and Oisle? That was the two Pshatim here in our Mishnah so far. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says,